Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
We have way more illustrations of marriages that are failing in the church than we have illustrations of marriages that are being saved through the power of Jesus. And so, you alluded to earlier this Ambassador of Hope protocol that we have, which we feel very strongly about. And our ambassadors of hope are people whose marriages God has saved, I mean, in a powerful way. And our conviction is we need to equip folks with those stories. So part of what we're doing in our training is that we're collecting stories for these friends that we train. So they've got stories of how God has saved marriages of ordinary people and how he's done that through a friend coming and helping. And we're going to get a lot more of those stories because we are convinced that's a significant part of the secret. If we can get to the point where a friend can say, you know, Neil, I know somebody, you know, just like you who is in your situation and God saved their marriage, would you be willing to hear their story? Our hope is if you can hear the story of somebody who's walked in your shoes and God saved their marriage, you know, then you're going to say, well, maybe, just maybe, God can do something for me.
Because it does seem like we've heard statistics that say those that are going through struggles, I mean, they look back 5 years afterwards and say, you know, if I'd have worked a little harder at it, we wouldn't have gotten through that.
Yeah. Well, again, the secular researchers do a better job with a lot of this evidence-based work than many of us in the Christian world. But yeah, there is no question evidence to show there is divorce remorse. 3 to 5 years after a divorce, it's very common for people to regret what they did. Again, here's where I'm thankful for a lot of the secular research that is out there. But a lot of researchers note that divorce is not a peace option. We kind of think, you know, I get a divorce, well, then all my problems go away. Divorce is always a pain option. It's painful for the person that's, you know, that is initiating the divorce. It's obviously painful for the person who didn't want the divorce, that leaning in spouse. And we have no question evidence to show it's painful for the kids, too. So part of what we do with a leaning out spouse, and we're having friends do the same thing, is just simply say, since this is not a peace option, wouldn't it make sense to just slow this down and try reconciliation? Try it for 6 months. What do you got to lose? If you see somebody who knows what they're doing, worst case scenario, you'll become a better parent and a better person. And who knows? Maybe God will save your marriage. So that's the message we're giving to friends. And we've seen a lot of marriages saved where somebody was determined they wanted to get a divorce, and God intervened and saved the marriage.